This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Don't lose hope. That's the advice from the head of an Israeli delegation that's in Florida to help with the condo building collapse search and rescue effort. 9 people are known dead, 152 others missing in Surfside near Miami. Still, a Miami-Dade fire rescue official said this morning, "You gotta have hope and you gotta have faith." Here's our Julie Walker.
Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cobb.
Our top priority continues to be search and rescue and saving any lives that we can.
Alfredo Lopez, who lived on the 6th floor, was able to get out alive. He was at church Sunday praying for others.
I hope to God that they're going to find somebody, but man, you know, if you saw what I saw, nothingness, and then, you know, you go over there and you see, like, you know, all the rubble. How can somebody survive that?
I'm Julie Walker.
There are reports of casualties following U.S. airstrikes in Syria and Iraq. Here's our Mike Hempen.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the airstrikes targeted 3 operational and weapons storage facilities used by militia groups near the Iraq-Syria border. Kirby says the militias used the facilities to launch unmanned aerial vehicle attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports at least 5 Iraqi militiamen were killed in the airstrikes. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Record-shattering heat across the Pacific Northwest, and it's expected to get even hotter today before it begins to cool down tomorrow. It was 112 degrees in Salem, Oregon yesterday, 104 in Seattle. The UN Human Rights Chief is calling for nations to do more to end systemic racism against people of African descent and make reparations to them. This is AP News. Let's go to the movies with the AP's Margie Zarletta.
The 9th installment of the Fast and Furious movies leads at the box office this weekend.
Jacob is Dom's brother.
If you went to the movies this weekend, there's a good chance it was to see F9. It brought in $70 million in its first weekend, according to studio estimates. That's the biggest opening for a film since the coronavirus pandemic hit. Unlike other recent films, F9 only ran in theaters with no streaming. A Quiet Place Part 2 was way in second place, bringing in $6.2 million. The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard was third with $4.88 million. I'm Margie Zarletta.
About 170 million Americans have gotten at least one COVID shot. That's about two-thirds of those 18 and older. Vaccination rates have dropped below 1 million a day. There's no sign that will turn around anytime soon. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.